The CLGB right now is aggressively moving off in a new direction. We're developing several clinical trials for use in a preoperative setting, and this really addresses the global problem we all have, which is to continue to develop drugs in the face of an exciting development, which is the falling hazard rates. That means the falling event rates in our clinical trials. And so our hope is that in-breast activity will serve as a surrogate for overall benefit and certainly give us a lead on how to proceed. So for patients with HER2-positive disease, we're developing a clinical trial testing lapatinib with chemotherapy. And for patients with HER2-normal disease, we're developing a clinical trial testing bevacizumab. Lisa Carey is leading the first trial along with Lindsay Harris for our group, and Bill Sykov is leading the second trial for the HER2-normals testing bevacizumab. In the metastatic setting, we have a series of drug trials now looking at targeted therapeutics. Hal Burstyn's got a clinical trial that's just opening looking fulvestrant plus lapatinib, and it's not restricted to HER2-positive disease because there are reasons to argue that HER1 as well as HER2 inhibition will be additive to fulvestrant. We have a clinical trial well along in development looking at the value of anti-angiogenics, in this case bevacizumab, added to letrozole, and that's a randomized trial that Mara Dickler's been developing for the CLG. And there's preclinical evidence arguing that profound estrogen deprivation may in fact have an anti-angiogenic effect and that bevacizumab could add to that. And then we as well have a clinical trial that Hope Rugo is developing in collaboration with colleagues in the North Central Group. And in this trial, we're going to be looking at the neuopathylone as well as the nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel and comparing them against weekly low-dose paclitaxel, the regimen that Andy Seidman previously showed was superior in CLGB 9840. So we have a broad menu of trials right now in development that we're very enthused about.